Open tooling, real-time DNS, and Flipper Zero's community pivot. OpenPrinter, a collection of open-source printer and document tooling available at opentools.studio, drew 910 upvotes and 228 comments, a reception that reflects genuine pent-up frustration. The printing ecosystem has resisted improvement for roughly two decades, largely because printer manufacturers have strong economic incentives to keep driver software closed and fragmented in support of a razor and blades ink business model. Open source alternatives have existed for years, but OpenPrinter appears to be packaging them accessibly enough for non-specialists to engage, generating comment threads dense with war stories about Linux printer drivers, legacy Windows print servers, and PDF rendering inconsistencies. DNS Globe is a narrower tool with a precise purpose, a Rust-based terminal UI application that visualizes DNS record propagation across global resolvers in real time, built by the 514 Labs team and released on GitHub. At 70 points and 51 comments, it is a quieter story, but it addresses a genuinely tedious workflow, the post-deployment browser refresh loop across DNS propagation checker sites. The use of Rust reflects a broader default toward that language for developer tooling, where small binaries, fast startup, cross-platform support, and a mature terminal UI library ecosystem now make polished CLI tools achievable without heroic effort. The most consequential developer infrastructure announcement of the day is Flipper Zero's post about the future of its development platform, scoring 352 points and 149 comments. Flipper Zero, the portable multi-tool for hardware security research, capable of reading and emulating RFID cards, infrared signals, and sub-gigahertz radio protocols, is shifting toward a more community-driven firmware model with clearer contribution pathways and a modular plug-in architecture. The subtext visible in the comment thread is resource pressure. The team has been stretched managing official firmware development alongside regulatory relationships in multiple markets where the device's capabilities attracted scrutiny. The community development pivot is a classic open-source governance move that projects reach after a certain scale. Commenters noted both the upside and the risk. A thriving plug-in ecosystem could produce coverage of industrial protocols, specialized frequency ranges, and specific IoT device interactions that no central team could resource. The countervailing concern is fragmentation, a familiar tension in any open-source project that delegates significant development surface area to a distributed contributor base.